Hey guys, welcome to Years in Between with me, Loretta Maria.
And me, Mrs. Jerry.
This is a podcast where we talk about our thoughts, feelings, and experiences in the years in between.
New setting, guys.
Do you like
new
it?
New environment.
Do you like it?
We're doing.
It's noisy, don't mind the noise.
We're
doing with what
it.
We got. Mic scene. Laden. Laden, din, 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 din. How have you been since then?
Tired.
Me too, man.
That's how I've been. I've been tired, if I'm being really honest. Even my hair, I'm not trying with it, to be honest. But the reason why I'm not is because I'm trying to like be very mindful of my edges. I'm only 24, and I don't want my edges to be like by my ears by the time I'm 30. Do you know what I mean? So I'm just gonna judge it for this month.
Hear it.
And then maybe do braids again in September. I don't know. That's how I've been really conscious of that.
September.
Yeah, exactly.
Guys, we do have something that we're gonna try on camera. So guys, my sister went and got some passion fruit, and you've tried passion fruit before, haven't you?
I've not tried it in like the solid fruit form.
I've had it when I went to Uganda, like.
Oh, you have tried it.
Yeah, I've tried it before, but like I haven't tried
the. How'd you eat it? Because it doesn't look. It looks plastic.
I can't remember.
You scoop it out.
Yeah, you scoop it out. I was about to say I remember sucking it out, but this is quite big, so.
Okay.
And it's PG. Cheers.
It looks like enlarged chia seeds.
I think this is something else that I was thinking about. I'm not gonna say it, so I'm not gonna be good.
Whoa, I don't know if I can eat this. That looks so like. I'm gonna say what it looks like afterwards.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I'm scared.
This is a good one.
Have a nice, yeah.
3, 2, 1, what we thought it looked like. 3, 2, 1, tadpoles.
Oh, this? Are you talking about the cost of
this?
Oh, yeah, this.
We do that too.
Tadpoles.
Yeah. So, how has your week been since our.
Tired.
We established that, but like, what else about the week? Anything exciting that you want to say? Anything mundane that we can more relate to?
Let me feel back. I don't have anything notable about the past week. I just thank God for life. Amen. What about you?
Amen. Amen. I had. Guys, this week has been like back to back to back. It's work has been like, yeah, it's been good, but it's just been like a lot of learnings going on. Sunday went to like a barbecue picnic with the cousins, and it was my friend/colleagues, old colleagues thing. And it was really good. Met like his partner, she was amazing. And we played rounders, guys. Rounders
on Saturday.
Really, rounders is so. One thing about rounders, it's just.
You guys enjoy rounders. I'm a bit frightened by Saturday's game because I haven't played rounders since I was like 14. No. Even that was scary.
Well, no, but once you get into it's
that anticipation
it's so...
of like hitting the ball. Imagine you don't hit the ball and running as fast.
Do you know, but you're in. When you don't hit the ball, it's so embarrassing because you get three times. The vim that you put to hit the ball, when you miss it, it's just like, oh. But when you do make that hit, it feels like exhilarating.
And you have the time just to run around.
I fell over twice.
Did you?
Because the grass, it wasn't wet, but like it rained like a couple hours before. Bro, when I fell, I slid, and keep in mind, I ran into the center, so right where everyone could see, and I ran, and I was wearing socks, and I just went, thank God Lily didn't see, she only saw me once I hit the floor.
my eye was on the ball, Loretta's eye was to
the side. Then my eye was on the ball, but then the guy, like I, the other guy who's like played, like, I don't know if he was the guy who played cricket for like years.
Oh.
Yeah, like he
he's
was.
He's at
like,
an advantage, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, he was on our team anyway.
Yes, did you guys win?
Even.
Oh,
yeah.
That's good.
The food was so good. The jerk chicken. The food was so good. The drink was so good. The dessert. We had a vegan. Was it a vegan cake?
Vegan cake. Yeah.
I have never had a cake as long as that. I can't lie. Well,
a vegan cake. Did you find it a bit like chalky?
No, it was moist. Perfect. It was moist. Like
really?
A perfect
yeah.
cake. And it was mango.
I've had a vegan donut and that was not enjoyable.
This one, like, legit was like, where's the recipe?
Oh, damn.
It was given, like, it was so moist, it was soft, and it was made with, like, sweet mango.
Oh, wow.
So it just hit the spot perfectly.
Mm.
But, yeah, so that was Sunday. Yeah, and then we got back from the barbecue. I guess it was a picnic. The barbecue didn't actually happen there, but it was, like, barbecue-y food type thing. And, you know, the aesthetic of, like, sitting, you know? When we got back here, I then had to like meal prep. I was like, what time did we get here? We got back here like at 8, 9, 10. And then I had to like cook and do the stuff that I'm taking, like I took in so far this week, which I'm glad that I did, because now that I'm like, now that I'm going to work, I'm thankful that I just stayed up the extra hour and a half to get that done.
What did you cook?
Quinoa, and I cooked it in chicken stock, so it actually tastes nice with veggies. It tastes very flavorful, and then seasoned some chicken and like roasted it and like cut that up. Initially I took it whole, but then when I was trying to ease it at work, it was giving a bit, so I knew the next day to like cut it up, so it was easy to eat today. And then yesterday I went badminton with my sister and her friends.
What time do you guys go?
It starts at 6:40, doesn't it? And it goes right until 8.
Oh, okay.
It's so
good. I got badminton at 8. I actually love badminton. It's just a bumming guys do it on Monday.
I feel like the thing is that it has to be on Monday because it's something to look forward to. Yesterday after work, I was like, okay guys, I've got to go. Got to get to badminton. And I got lost twice.
I used to do, oh really?
Yeah, I got off at Shadwell. No. I went to Whitechapel, and then from Whitechapel I was meant to take it all the way straight to Crystal, but then I wasn't paying attention. I just saw the train, I just got on it, it was my fault. And then I saw that it was going to Clapham Junction, yeah. And I said,
They all look the same.
And then I had to get off at Shadwell, then I went, and then I realised Penge West was further, was the opposite, like it was going straight with Crystal Palace here. I had to go for Penge West, go back again,
yeah,
and then get on the right train to actually go to Crystal.
Wow, what a journey.
And I was still the first one there.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I got changed and everything.
Yeah.
What happened?
Work was so busy.
Oh.
Work was so
and
busy.
And I was able to leave like on the dot at 5. Like,
wow. Still took an hour and 40 minutes.
Come on,
that was
me.
But no, I used to.
So good. We used do you run around the world? Is it run around the world?
What's that?
Yeah,
oh, like you verse everybody.
But no, the one person hits it and then they run to the other side of the court, and the next person hits it and that person hits it and you like keep running. It's so good. Like anyone who does badminton, do that. If you have more than at least four people to do, I think.
Yeah.
But the more you have, like, to keep that rally going, it's actually so, and it's like you get the cardio in from like going round and you don't feel like you're working out. Silence or concentration. Anytime someone talked, we'd like miss it. So when we had a good rally going, there was such silence. I was like,
will you hear this trainer?
Honestly, it was so good. So
no, we used to go every Wednesday.
Do you go every Wednesday?
No, we stopped. This was
your nails look so stunning, by the way.
Thank you.
I'm literally gonna get that same exact style.
Amazing.
Next week, yeah.
She cut them all the way down though. My nails were, I'll show you a video, my nails were really long.
So pretty.
Thank you.
White
but
silk.
It was in like Bexleyheath. I don't know. The train journey was like 40 minutes. But I liked it, like getting home at like almost 11, I didn't mind because I felt like.
You feel energized, yeah. Like the endorphins. That's what I imagine runners high is.
Yeah.
Personally, never experienced it.
Not yet.
So.
Because you're in your fitness bag, I know you're going to come across.
Wow.
Listen, do
badminton high is definitely where I'm at, so but yeah, there's a run club there as well. Like it literally gives like American University. They've got a volleyball with the sand, got several swimming pools, got a basketball court, got badminton,
Crystal Palace,
yeah, got indoor track, outdoor track. Like I was shocked that they had this little pocket in South. Little did I know. Well, I knew of Crystal Palace, but I didn't know that they have a thing. And the gym next door to my workplace is the same gym. It's BetterHelp,
yeah.
So we get a discount because we're the same building.
Nice.
So I'm loving it. And now we're here today, and today was like not intense at work at all, but like,
bro,
it was work.
Yeah. It was yesterday, literally so tired. I guess because it was Monday, but so tired. Today, so tired. Sorry.
You sound like your mum when you just said that.
So tired.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for a certain month. Nobody knows yet, but...
In due time. Yeah. That's our week, guys. Hopefully you guys have had a good week, had a blessed week, and yeah, happy Sunday if you're watching it then. Happy rest of the week if you're watching it later on.
So earlier we were speaking about reading on the train, or like reading on public transport. Do you like to do that?
Oh, 100%, yeah. I'm the type of person, cool, I get the physical book, but I'm definitely a person who reads it on my phone. That's why I should probably invest in a Kindle.
Yeah, because I think a Kindle is better.
Less distraction. And I feel like the screen isn't as harsh on your eyes.
And it's just like the whole motion of like, let's say I'm reading this book on the train and then I'm like enjoying it and I'm just like,
yeah. And if you're not sat down, what if you're standing and you have to do finger flipping, you're whatever, and then just.
So many people do read like their books.
So you read on your phone?
I read on my phone.
Okay, first.
Yeah, I don't read the physical book. Unless it's like, I don't have the book on my phone, then of course I read the physical book. But it needs to be a long journey, not one where I'm about to get off in like 2-3 stops.
Yeah, because if you have it on your phone, you can just quick do 1-2 chapter.
Exactly.
And then it'll be done. But also, I feel like because of the way I started reading, like properly, obviously reading when you're younger, you read the physical book, but when I got into reading,
it was Wattpad.
Yeah, Wattpad. Shout out to my Wattpad people.
I actually was on Wattpad for a little bit, and I was so heavily influenced to write a book. Why are you laughing? What do you think my book was gonna be about?
I feel like yours would be like hoodlum type thing. She wanted her big break.
It was, to be honest, when I was younger and like serious academically.
That's so funny to me.
This will shock you. When I was younger and serious academically, I was actually like best young writer in my school.
That doesn't shock me that you're best young writer, but it's just like what? Like you're actually out here trying to write a Wattpad book.
No,
like,
I remember like I wish I had like the few pages or chapters that I did write. I think it was on my old iPad, but I remember going home like, yeah, I'm gonna add this in the story, like
get all that tea. Yeah.
What did I know about love? Like,
bro. No one understands, like, when an author, like, I would find it so annoying that, like, when I'd go on Wattpad and read a book, but the author hasn't finished the book.
Yeah,
so it's like, it's real time. You get to a point in the book where the author hasn't written it. One author, I feel like some people know who I'm referring to. If you don't, I'm sorry. But there was one author, like, they were on it. Like, their book got so much, like,
recognition.
It turned into a movie.
Yeah.
So if you know, you know. Like a trilogy, yeah. Like whatever, series, movie.
Yeah.
And I remember I was reading it like in real time while she was writing it.
Same.
And then they'll get to points where like you get to the end of the thingy and you're just like, oh my gosh, and you'd wait because of see the time zones and everything. And then when I'd see that she uploads a new chapter, the way I would run to read that book. My friend actually put me on, sorry, Karen.
Yeah, finish.
My friend put me on Wattpad. I never knew of its existence.
I think you put me on Wattpad.
Yeah.
It was either you or my old friend from school.
It's like I never knew of it because at that time, that's when. Like, no, we had iPads for 2 years at that point, but you know, there was like our year group got given iPads when we got into secondary school. So I think like when I was in year 9 is when my friend told me, and like she was so adamant, like, let's say, please, like, read. I was like, what? And I read it and I never looked back, and that's how I got into like reading it on my phone.
Mm.
What were you gonna say?
I remember hearing about the book you're referring to, but I guess because where I like reside, like stayed, lived, there was a Black Hood version. I don't remember what it was called, but I think it had like the word blue in it or something like that, but it was very much so the same plot, but black. Like a lot of queer shows, like stuff, a lot of those.
Do you know what it is? I did read some like hood ones, but like I didn't like it when it got like too aggressive, because I didn't like the aggressive part of like the hood, like when they'll be like, if they would start like shooting,
or
like gang types. But then maybe I guess I do like fantasy novels, because I used to love like werewolf.
I mean, you like Twilight, so.
But
what, midnight forest wedding with fairy lights hanging on trees, everybody in forest green bridesmaids dresses, not everybody though, exclusive amount, but
yeah, guys, that's how we got into it. Is that how you got into like reading books on your phone, or were you always like,
so like to... when I was a child, I was a bookworm, book nerd, and then Wattpad was introduced in like year 8 year 9. I enjoyed that for a little bit, and then we got Snapchat. I said forget them books, child.
See, I was in them books.
I should have stayed in them books. Lucky girl, child. Amen.
Look at God. But yeah, that's another story. Reading on the train with your phone just makes life a bit easier. But I know a lot of people, i.e. my sister and our cousin, they like the feel of like the book in their hands. Same with my mum, the book in their hands. I don't know if it's a small thing too. She like the smell of the book.
No, I just enjoy collecting them.
Oh, I'm wrong. I thought it was because you liked the feeling of it in your hand when you're reading
it.
No,
I just enjoy collecting them.
On TFL, like having your bag, having your phone, having your water bottle. That's just a lot of things to keep mindful for. Yeah, that's why I have my yeah.
Okay, yeah, let's move on to the book, guys. I have a confession. Our good sis here, Cindy Joey, has read the whole book like we said we would. But me, on the other hand, I have not. Work was working. I literally didn't see my sister for a whole week, guys. It was crazy. And the only time I saw her was on Sunday, and now we're here Tuesday.
Yeah.
And yesterday, badminton. So I'm not trying to bring up excuses, because get the job done, really and truly, like, accountability. I apologize.
That's why I stood outside the house.
She stood outside to finish reading it.
Because I thought, no, I don't want to have not read it.
Because normally I would, like, I would have read it. Like,
and it would be me, like, oh, guys, I've read it.
But
I'm like, no, I need to turn
off. I'm sorry.
I need to turn a new leaf.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Life gets in the way. We've been consistent. I think that should be recognized.
The book's so good though.
The book is really good. Like, I'm so actually good. Gonna read this again.
Are you?
Probably not the end of the year.
Yeah, like when it's like you've been some time.
Oh, bye-bye. But I'm gonna have to reread it.
I've read the next three chapters.
You got three chapters to go?
No, the next three chapters from the last verse. So I read up the next chapter was Reggie after.
Have you finished Reggie?
No.
You have?
No.
Oh my gosh, Reggie's probably the sad. No, Reggie's not the saddest one. You read about the sick soul, right?
Yeah, guys.
That one was sad. That one was sad.
Was because. I'm like, assuming people watching this may know, but if not, like, sickle cell is a trait that's quite common in the black community.
Yeah, not just black though, but
is it really? I thought it was mainly black.
Mainly black, yeah. Large percentage, but also common in Latin Americans, South Asians, Southeast Asians, white Africans.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, but yeah, so it's a, largely it's a disease.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a disease
predominantly
that, like,
in black people.
Yeah, predominantly in, like, the black community. Like, it's a disease where, like, the red blood cells are, like, sickled, moon shaped. So it, like, causes, like,
if
looks.
Yeah, it doesn't.
PSA, we aren't medical professionals.
Yet.
We're not medical professionals over here, so we're just saying it. We're just saying what we know of it, so don't take it like it's gospel.
Yeah. Carry on. But yeah, the blood cells are shaped in a crescent shape, right? Mm. And it doesn't allow them to easily move about the blood streams. Mm. And because of that, there's low hemoglobin, oxygen doesn't travel well. We know that the blood cells, they're in pain. Blood cells are meant to replenish, and they don't really do that
properly
with someone like sickle cell. So there's a lot of things that are going on within the blood that causes a crisis, that causes pain.
Like serious pain.
Yeah, it makes you, obviously.
We don't have sickle cell, but from, like, I guess people in the community and just the knowledge of it.
Yeah.
And the thing is, in the book, it talks about, is it Dami's younger sister?
Mm-hmm.
Dami's younger sister, she has sickle cell and she, like, has a crisis, and it's a thing of the healthcare professionals, some of them, not recognize, they're like, oh, I've never heard of that, or, like, not giving her pain medication or pain relief that she needs, because typically it's like morphine, because and I feel like it's known that a lot of the times healthcare professionals just don't provide them with what they need because they think they're exaggerating the pain, when
which
in reality
it's a sad reality, especially in black women. Like, when I was studying midwifery, but a lot of the non-black midwives would say, in reference to a black person, a black woman in labour, during labour, they'll say, oh, they're just over-exaggerating. Mm. Like, they would label black women as ones that would over-exaggerate. And it was quite sad.
I think her name was Dr. Kate or something. Don't quote me, but she was referencing women in general. where she was saying, yeah, she was white doctor, but she was saying how I think she's taking a step, she's gonna do a master's, but she's taking a step away from being a doctor because a lot of the times when she, not a lot of times, it's a handful, I don't know, there was times when a doctor, a patient would come in talking about pain, talking about their symptoms, and the doctor she was shadowing would just be there, like, obviously not listening, and then once the patient goes, they will turn to her and be like, you know, you have to watch out for people like them, they're like over-exaggerating, yeah. Da, da, da. So even just being a woman really in the...
Yeah, it's not nice.
A hard...
From that video, yeah. I know what video you're talking about,
yeah.
She was saying that when you do have an appointment, write down bullet points.
Yeah, like, all the symptoms doctors, that you have.
Yeah, doctors do work off of facts. So
yeah,
the more
data.
Facts that you give them, yeah, the more data that you give them, the more that you can do analysis,
mm-hmm.
and actually diagnose whatever condition or whatever thing you're going through.
100%.
Which is really insightful because we go there and we're like,
and then you forget what
yeah.
you were meant to say, and it's like,
yeah, you just go around in circles and they just don't take you seriously, which is sad mm-hmm. because they're meant to.
Exactly, and they're the people you go to when you're suffering and
but
to not feel bad.
They lack empathy.
Yeah.
They do. Like, there was one doctor, right, when I was doing midwifery, I think he was trying to push the baby back in. He's a man, obviously he's not experienced labour pains before. But still, like, the compassion, the empathy was not
yeah.
there. He literally just put his glove on, shoved his arm up the woman's downstairs, and all the midwives were like, huh?
I think, especially in the healthcare field, there really needs to be compassion and empathy. I feel like in every sector, like every job, but more so in health, where you're dealing with people. When there's people involved, you need to have compassion, you need to have empathy, because if you don't, like, you're losing the part of you that makes you human, that makes you relatable, that makes you able to connect, because come on now, especially when you're unwell, like, you want somebody to have compassion for what you're going through.
And it removes the whole purpose as to why you're there in the profession. You're
mm-hmm.
obviously there because you want to help people, but if you're not helping them by, like, having that human relation,
then what are you doing?
You just, yeah, it's sad. But that's one of the sad parts. Obviously, I finished it, but I'm going to say that all of the chapters do touch on something that
is quite related. That's what I realised. I was like, oh, each chapter is like a different person and everything. And I was
mm-hmm.
like, But side note, quickly, just in relation to what we were just talking about with the sickle cell and how, so, like, it really touched my heart when she was talking, because I guess this is like a real thing for people who come from our, like, part of the black community and dating, because Dami, she was talking about how the guy that she really liked, I think, before she went
Michael.
Uni during, yeah, the guy that, yeah, she, the guy she really liked.
It was after uni.
Okay. After uni, only to find out that
The guy that she was talking to whilst uni.
I can't remember what point.
They were about to start uni.
Then the mum told him,
yeah,
there's
yeah.
no point, you're a carrier, she's a carrier, the risk is to you.
But I really
but
like how
very...
the author writes it, like,
yeah.
wrote it, because, like, it was a cliffhanger, but you kind of, if you're following the story,
you
know.
Get it.
Yeah.
You get it. And I feel like that's a very real experience for people in the black
yeah.
community. You have to ask, like, you have to know, because if you come now, like, and have a kid, because literally Dami's younger sister was like, why would they do this? Why
that
all my siblings?
My
like, she's one of, I think she said one in four,
yeah,
and she has four siblings,
one.
And she's the one in four that got it out of her siblings. And it's just like, if her parents just, like, if they had checked, would they have still had kids? Like, if they had checked.
The thing is, like, the very first pregnancy, see, I don't know the time, I think this is set in 2020 or 2022.
Yeah, it's like COVID time.
Yeah. So the very first pregnancy of their parents, they would have discovered that either one or both are carriers, and then from there they had knowledge that, okay, we're both carriers. So then them having the two or three following kids, they probably thought the first one was lucky, you know, African parents, the first one was okay, the rest are gonna be okay, but unfortunately the last one wasn't carried the disease.
Pain, like, this, I've seen so many people on social media or TikTok specifically where they're literally like, the people who suffer with sickle cell, like, it's not worth it, like, don't do it, like, the pain they're going through, it's like, guys. So it's just, I don't know, when I was reading that, I was like, wow.
To even on TikTok, when I see like certain people have crises, they're going through a crisis, and like to see them suffering, to see them in agony, to see them in pain, to see like crying doesn't even release.
Yeah, it's just like silent tears.
When you cry, it's like meant to
relieve something, but
or like it makes you forget about like what you're going through because you're crying. I don't know.
Yeah,
but no, you can literally see like they're tired.
Yeah,
they're so like flat in their face,
and it affects all aspects of their life.
It does,
because if it happens the night, they're gonna wake up, go to the hospital, and if they've got work tomorrow, and if they're at work,
I saw one
and getting treated how they get treated in the hospital.
I saw one video of a man who worked. He was having a crisis, and he was just given a sick bowl, and he was laying on the floor. Like, it didn't take it serious.
So sad.
And it's like, why does it have to happen?
Do you know what? I don't know if it was years ago. Don't quote me on this, but it's a almost an evolutionary thing, I think, because people with sickle cell are less likely to get malaria.
It's something that we all have to ask. I definitely now have to ask.
Early on in the like. Dating scene, because you don't want to catch feelings, you don't want to get deep into it and then be like, oh yeah, by the way, and then you find out if you're both carriers or one of them's, I guess you would know if one of them's a sufferer, but
yeah,
if you're both carriers, and then the risk of it is just, it's too risky. And the thing is, Dami was even saying in the book how she would hear her parents like arguing about it, and how they were so concerned about her younger sister going to like some in-school institution because of something like that. And it was like wondering, like, do they wish, like...
They didn't.
Yeah. On to another part of the book.
I actually just might cry. I don't know what chapter it is, but Jada seeing her ex-boyfriend getting married. Brother.
Yo. Brother. Was that the one where they're talking about the Jell-O gate?
No.
Because they became friends from work. I think
they became
friends through work, and the whole like they had like a Jell-O fry situation where like, a colleague was being like inner about it or something, I don't know.
Oh no.
No, you're mad. But
oh yes, yeah, you're right, it is Jell-O gate.
Mm-hmm.
They bonded over that, that was the gateway.
And then over time they became a thing, they moved in together. They like did everything together, they experienced all these things together. But then like when I was reading it, because I read it not too long ago, because guys, I got a second to actually read it, and it was saying like, but you know, like there's a comfortability that comes with obviously being with someone and having like access to someone in that way when you live with each other. And it's just like over time that like having spending all your time together becomes like, there's no more, I guess, excitement about it. Like, you've done everything together. And then she was like, a mutual sort of agreement came upon them without actually saying anything, where it was like,
yeah,
I think we're done with what we have here. But it's actually so sad, because if they were to have gotten married, right, instead of, rather than moving in, whatever, I would imagine that same sort of, like, would happen at a certain point, but you would still show up and try.
I think they were void of the effort. There was no showing up and trying, because it was lockdown.
And that was intense on relationships.
Exactly, it was intense. It was either you're gonna make it or you're breaking up.
Yeah. Do you think you would have been able to survive like a lockdown relationship, living together full time?
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying, would you hypothetical?
No, like, am I going back to the person I was with or someone?
But were you living together at this, like, were you together, like...
We basically lived together.
Okay, so if you want to share, like, do you feel like, or...
But we did make it through, but we broke up 2 years after.
Okay, fair. Was it intense on, like, your relationship, or was it just, like, normal, but just the fact that COVID was going on?
Normal, because I think we were young and we're, like, we're not allowed to go outside. So why not stay inside with each other? When we do go outside, we're not allowed to, so it's risky, it's fun.
Young and free.
Literally.
No, but okay.
But do you think you would have? I think with the pressures that one may have now as an older adult, I don't know if I would have been able to. Because I would have wanted some alone time.
I would actually know. For me, I'll just collect a book. my alone time, actually get a book and go into the world of the book.
But I'm just thinking, like, okay, that's relationships. What about marriages? I guess because they're married, they're like covenant bonded, so they would have had to make it work.
Yeah, and I feel like if you're married, your life, if you're married to someone, your life becomes so intertwined
that you, it's that not, it can't be,
you
separate.
Can't just cop out.
Yeah, like you that. Can't. It's yeah, but a relationship, you easily can.
Yeah. I guess that's the thing about a relationship, like if there's no like marriage in it or like real commitment, then it's sort of just like there's always the opportunity to be like, yeah, like it's a wrap.
That's why we're having a good day. That's why marriages are really like used as a comparison between Jesus and us. Because if you think about what you just explained, the intenseness of a marriage.
Yeah.
Imagine that with Jesus.
Also, what I did notice, because it was what Cinta mentioned in the last episode, was that Esther quote from the Bible, it was referenced in the book.
Yeah.
And I was like, when I saw it, and it kept being referenced, like, for such a time as this. And it was just like, oh. Hmm. But also, there was a bit, I think it's this last chapter I've just read, not the last chapter of the book, I can't remember what it's called. Let me get what it's called. Oh, I'm talking about Summer, yeah, sorry. Summer. Sorry, guys. Because again, I've read the book on my phone, so I don't have the numbers, hence why I don't have questions today. But there was a mention of, with Dami talking about burning all the things that her ex gave her.
Oh, yeah.
So are you the type to like burn, throw away the things that your ex got you, even if there were things that you really loved and really enjoyed, or are you the type to like put it in a memory box and like keep it away because it is more so a, I don't know, totem of that time and of that happiness versus like I hate you now.
I think I'm like, what's her name, Jada?
Yeah,
I think I'm like Jada. Like I didn't keep it in, I didn't keep the stuff in the memory box, but I had the stuff and I would often, not often, when I remember it, I'd go back. And like when like my partner, my other half would gift me something, I always write a date on it.
Me too.
Yeah. Oh. But
the way she laughed, guys, did you see that? That was so ugly. Look at her.
My...
I was thinking, even with that outfit, I didn't want to say anything.
Guys, this blazer is literally a
guys,
size
it
6.
It swallows her. Like, it she does. Looks like she got her dad's blazer. I think it's also because it's got shoulder pads in it.
Yeah.
It just makes. Because you're like small frame but look so broad here. But anyway, carry on.
So I do keep them. Well, I did keep them.
Mm-hmm.
I write the date on them. And it's just like a cute reminder, like, yeah, we were once upon a time cute, you know what I mean?
Mm.
But after we break up, or after the relationship was no more, eventually they are getting thrown out. But I'm not burning. I would either throw it in the bin or throw it down the drain. Because who's going to see it down the drain?
But she's talking about London dreams. Guys, come get her.
But like material things, like pictures and stuff, letters down a drain, because yeah, you know, water's eventually gonna do its work.
Mm-hmm.
But material things like clothes, teddy bears, etc.
Yeah.
They will get thrown in the bin. Like I did literally a huge clear out like 2 months ago.
Mm.
Not just my ex's stuff, but a compilation of stuff. From us people.
Not her doing right, let's dust off the thing you got from this one. This one just, but I guess that's good in a sense of.
It was good for emotional
freeing,
release,
yeah, freeing
but
you.
Also spiritual soul ties.
Mm-hmm.
And they would need to break free.
100%.
What about you? Is it too premature?
I think so.
Okay.
But I currently still have the stuff.
That's fair, like, it hasn't even been 6 months.
It hasn't even been a month.
Damn. Feels like it though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Doesn't it feel like it?
I think even maybe today or tomorrow would be a month.
Feels like, yeah, feels like a month.
Oh, it has been a month, actually.
Okay.
but yeah. Let me think of it, let me think of things.
Yeah. That's it really, then, if you read up until then. Oh, but, okay, how did you, because obviously you basically just read for such a time as this.
Yeah.
Time as this.
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel about the whole job situation? Like when she created the job position and they still said no.
That I feel like that's pain, man. Do you know when I read that? I thought about when you mean the rejection. The how do you handle rejection episode? I really thought about that. I was like, how would you handle such a rejection of something that, that you yourself created?
That they saw in you and thought, nah, let me bring this out of her, and yet gave it to
a non-black person
to deal with diversity and inclusion. Yes, I know there's other groups within that. The whole purpose of the role was to support and encourage BAME people.
But yeah, I genuinely do think it was like a, I think it was like a shock to the system.
Like a whole spit rub.
Yeah.
That's how it felt.
Cause why would you set someone up and literally like make them do, they didn't even, like they literally didn't make her a HR contract for the role. There was no clear like demarcation, which she was like, my parents always told me to make sure that you get it in writing. Mm-hmm. But she trusted her manager.
Yeah.
She trusted the company that she worked for. Yeah. She trusted the people to take what they said to be true. Mm-hmm. And she showed up in a way that anyone would if you're gonna, for their role, and she went above and beyond, only for it to get thrown back in her face.
Yeah.
And I think it just demoralizes people, which she literally did, because she was like in her next workplace when they mentioned something about having someone be like the face of diversity, she was like, yeah, no, like she did, she just shut it down entirely, because you shouldn't let one thing like knock you down and stay down forever. But
when something sticks, it's really hard to let the heart forget.
Yeah, so. Because
but she eventually she would have need to.
Yeah, she would need to. So 100% in life, if you let when you get knocked down, if you stay down and you stay there for too long, you ain't gonna get back up. So you have to, despite it all. But
yeah,
yeah,
very weighty subjects.
Very.
I can't wait for you to finish it,
guys. I'm gonna try so hard. I've got so much work I need to get done, but I'm gonna try. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it for you guys. I'm gonna do it for myself. I wanna read it. I love reading, so.
This has really ignited my reading.
Does it?
Desire again. Yeah, I have like.
It makes sorry. Sorry.
I have several books on the road right now. So obviously this one that we're reading together, and I'm reading Greater Works by, I think his name's Ben Nigglesworth, and I'm reading the Book of Enoch. And I'm also reading Divine Divinity Code, The Power of Your Visions and Your Dreams, and obviously reading the Bible. So that's like, what, 5 books in rotation? Who am I?
Are you sure? But reading this book, it makes sense why the authors of the other books that we've liked are on the cover of this. But yeah, I'm definitely going to read the rest of it. I'm gonna try and read it as like soon as I can, but yeah.
Did work you write is a book?
Yeah, but I think I'd have to go away and be like,
yeah, and when you're making like 100 beds,
amen. But like, I'd have to go somewhere like in nature, like, you know,
I can by see lake you house or something, and then I can see you right before we die. The film,
we'll see, shall. Yeah, guys.
Thank you guys so much. Yeah, thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys for listening.
We hope you guys like the new set, and we hope the noise didn't put you off too much.
Kisses.
To our audio listeners.
They can't see the heart.
Oh, we love you. Sorry, I'm saying to our audio listeners, and I'm doing signs.
We haven't yet got the grasp of that.
Yeah, after what, we're coming on to a year soon.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. See you guys.